From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Mints and Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a small village beside the market gardens, there lived a harvest mouse named Mints, who kept the tidiest cutting board anyone had ever seen. Mints was small and quick, with bright eyes and neat, careful paws. She wore an apron with many little pockets, and in each pocket, a small bowl. Before she ever lit a flame, Mints would cut all her vegetables, every carrot, every onion, every herb, into pieces exactly the same size, and set each kind in its own little bowl, in a row, ready. Mints had a sentence she liked to say, quick and cheerful. Cut them the same size and they cook the same, Mints would say. Get everything ready first, then cook calm. The tidy board makes the calm cook. People sometimes started cooking in a rush, chopping as they went, growing frantic. Mints would just line up her little bowls and smile. When Mints was small, her father had taught her at the family's crowded table. Her father cooked for a big family, and one evening, young Mints watched him try to do everything at once, chopping onions while the pan burned, hunting for the garlic while the pot boiled over. It was chaos, and the meal came out scorched on one side and raw on the other. The next night, her father did something different. Before he lit a single flame, he cut everything, all the same size, and set each thing in its own bowl, in a row. Then he cooked. Calm, unhurried, each thing ready to hand. The meal came out perfect, and her father was smiling the whole time. The difference wasn't the cooking, little one, he said. It was getting ready first. A tidy board is a calm mind. When everything is prepared, cooking stops being a scramble and becomes a dance. Mints felt something settle in her chest. The quiet relief of seeing that being ready ahead of time could turn panic into peace. Mints came to Saffron Lab as a young mouse, because a place that studied cooking ought to understand that half of cooking well is getting ready to cook. The old cook who welcomed her set out a pile of vegetables and one bubbling pot. "Cook me a stir fry," she said, "and don't let it burn." Mints did not rush to the pot. First, she cut everything, carrots, peppers, onion, into pieces exactly the same size, and set each in its own bowl, in a neat row. Then she cooked, adding each bowl in turn, calm and unhurried, nothing burning while she hunted, everything ready to her paw. The stir fry came out bright and even. The old cook nodded slowly. "You prepared first. Cooks who chop as they go always burn something. You made yourself ready. That is half the craft." In her kitchen, Mints showed her students two boards. On one, vegetables cut every which size, big chunks, tiny slivers, all mixed. On the other, everything cut the same size, in tidy bowls. She cooked from the messy board first. The small pieces burned, while the big ones stayed raw. "See," said Mints, "different sizes cook at different speeds, some done, some not, all in the same pan." Then she cooked from the tidy board, and everything finished together, perfectly, at the same moment. "Same size pieces cook the same," she said. "That is why we cut with care." Then she taught them the deeper calm. "And notice, I cut everything first, before the flame. When the cooking starts, I am not scrambling. Each thing waits in its bowl. I add them in order, calm as anything. Getting ready first is not extra work. It is what makes the cooking peaceful." She let the students line up their own little bowls and watched their hurried nerves settle into something steady. She said it warmly. "A tidy board is a kindness you do for your future self. You prepare when you are calm, so that later, in the heat and the hurry, everything is already waiting for you." Cut them the same size. Get everything ready first, and then cook Calm. The Tidy Board makes the Calm cook. And when Mint said it, lining up her small bowls one last time, her bright little face filled with a cozy, satisfied warmth. The settled happiness of being ready, of having cared for herself ahead of time, so that the busy moment, when it came, felt not like a scramble, but like a gentle, well-prepared dance. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mints. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.